Kalim chapter 28, Mishnah 7. Shleishal shleisha amru, the 3x3 finger breadths, a patch of 3x3 that the sages prescribed as the minimum requirement for accepting impurity, chutz min hamlal, that is, excludes the hem. So if the edge of the cloth is folded over and sewn into a hem, the cloth, according to the first opinion, has to be at least 3x3, excluding that hem. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the first opinion. The Chachomim Omrim Shlosh al Shlosh Mekuvanos, they say no, 3x3 includes the hem, and when you're measuring that requirement, it includes the hem. So according to the Chachomim, that would be a smaller piece of cloth. If it had a hem, you would include the cloth in the measurement, which you wouldn't according to Rabbi Shimon. Tzlaya al Habeged Meruach Achas, if a person patches, he sews a piece of cloth, a 3x3 piece of cloth onto a garment on one side only. Eino chibur, that, says the Mishnah, is not an attachment. So if the cloth's impure and the garment is pure, the garment would remain pure, because just sewing the little piece of cloth on one side is not considered an attachment. Mishtei ruchos, if it's sewn onto the garment from two sides, zu keneged zu, opposite, that means it's at the top and the bottom, or the one side and the other side, opposite sides, chibur. That is considered connected, says the Mishnah. Asur kamin gam, if he sews it on in the resembling a Greek gamma or an English letter L, meaning that he sews two sides next to each other, Rabbi Akiva matame v'chachamim matarin. Rabbi Akiva says the garment becomes impure, meaning that if the patch is impure, the garment becomes impure. It is attached, in other words. But the Chachamim say, no, it's pure. It's not considered attached if it's joined on two adjacent sides as opposed to two opposite sides. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'madvarim omrim, what is the case over here? Batalis, with regarding a garment, a simple piece of cloth that's wrapped around the body. Aval b'chaluk, but regarding a shirt, which is a garment that had a neck and sleeve holes, and it was worn in one particular way, milamalan, even if it's just sewed from above, says Rabbi Yehuda, that only the upper edge of the patch was sewed, chibur, that's already considered attached, says Rabbi Yehuda, milamatan, if it's sewed from the bottom, eino chibur, that's when it's not considered attached. But the Karti brings up here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It follows the Chachamim, it follows the first opinion. And therefore, if it was sewed from above the patch, it would still not be considered attached.